Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the morning news. The former mayor of Levallois-Perret, Patrick Balkany, and his wife, Isabelle, are due before a judge today at the Paris Criminal Court. The couple are being questioned over allegations that they attempted to hide an estimated 13 million euros from the tax authorities through a complicated network of tax havens overseas. The money came from proceeds from the sale of several properties in the French Antilles and Morocco. The trial for tax evasion and money laundering will take place over the coming months, although there are doubts as to whether Isabelle Balkany will attend court in person. She attempted to take her own life 2 weeks ago. The Foreign Minister, Jean-Yves Le Drian, is to reconsider travel safety information given in the wake of the kidnapping of two French tourists in Benin. French Navy Special Forces freed the two men after a month in captivity, an operation in which two soldiers were killed. The ministry's website had specifically labelled the zone in which the men were kidnapped as an area which they formally discouraged visiting. There are plans to possibly tighten restrictions further, a move the French Travel Agents Association would prefer to avoid. La Poste is under scrutiny at a court in Nanterre today. The case relates to the death, 6 years ago, of a man not legally declared as an employee by the postal service. He drowned in the Seine at Boulogne-Billancourt while retrieving a parcel which had fallen into the river. Despite rumours refusing to dissipate of him leaving his government role to pursue candidature for mayor of Paris, the Prime Minister, Édouard Philippe, has denied any such plan, confirming in an interview in Le Figaro that he fully intends to remain. MPs have begun reviewing the structure of the civil service in an attempt to make a more streamlined and cost-efficient public service system. In the future, this may mean more subcontractors being employed at local level when additional requirements become necessary. Today marks the official start of European election campaigning. 2 weeks ahead of polling stations opening their doors, lists of candidates will be posted outside mairies across France, while television stations schedule in airtime for those campaigning to become a Euro MP. The polls currently show La République En Marche and the National Rally parties running neck and neck. And finally in sports news. In football, Marseille were defeated 3-0 by Lyon, and in the Madrid Tennis Masters, Novak Djokovic beat Greek player Stefanos Tsitsipas 6-3, 6-4 to take his 33rd ATP Masters title. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.